Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Lesson Learned episode of Not Your Average Lives. Today's episode is about fully embracing your purpose, fully stepping into that purpose. And it's actually split into two parts, twofold, I say. And the first part is me sharing a couple of downloads that I got after an aha moment. So I'm going to start with the downloads, and they're specifically related to how you can find purpose. Well, one in particular, one of the downloads. The other download is really how purpose is really split into two parts, the finding of it, and then the executing of it. But we'll get to that in a second. So the second part is a download that I had on a coaching call with my coach. And I think I've mentioned this on my podcast before. I've had my coach on this podcast before. But the great thing about a coach is that the coach helps you find your blind spots. And we all have blind spots, and they all keep us stuck in some way, or we have blocks. And sometimes we can't see our way around them, and we eventually usually do, but a coach sees them for us and helps us navigate around them more quickly. So, you know, a coach can help accelerate the things you want, the goals you have. And for me, he's a business coach, but he's also a mindset coach. And so he does everything, and he's magical the way he can see things and help you through it. And so I had a block, really, that and I knew I needed guidance, which is why I asked for it on a recent call with him. And so he helped me see something that I kind of knew. We all know it. And then we see it, we're like, ah, yes. So I want to talk about that too. So, and that part is probably more for the business owner. So if you have a business, it's probably worth listening to. But if you are somebody who's struggling in life with really not feeling like what you do has meaning, that's what purpose is all about. It's about having a life in which you wake up in the morning with activity that is centered around something that you love and something that makes a difference. And as moms, that's what my life was like for the first half of it. And even though I had a full-time job, my kids were so much of what I feel I came here to do, have them, raise them, guide them, launch them into the world. And I did that really successfully. And when you do something successfully, you want more of it, right? And so when they left and I didn't see a future with more of that, it left me so sad and so empty feeling and really passionless, and not passion in the sense of, oh, I need a romantic partner, but passionate in the sense of I don't feel this burning desire in my day-to-day, like doing. And that's why I use the description of spark, get a spark, get ignited. There's this flame that has gone out inside of you. And so you need to seek more purpose if you're feeling that way, because that's what you're lacking. And as humans, we need purpose. We need connection, and we need to feel that what we're doing matters. That's just part of the human beings, the human experience. All right. So twofold. The first, and like I said, the first part of is going to be these two downloads I had. So the download that I had, and I'm rubbing my eye because I'm looking at myself in my Zoom call. I did wash my face last night, but it's looking like I got some mascara left over. It's smudging on my eyes, and I got my glasses on. So this is how I look in the morning. All right. So I had this download about purpose, because that's what I do. I help people find purpose in their second half. And it was really that there's two pieces, parts to the discovery of purpose. So yes, we can discover purpose. We can, it can be revealed. It's inside of us. It's there. It's just unrevealed. If you're not feeling passionate, you're not feeling purposeful in your life. It's there inside of you, waiting to be found, eager to be found. Your soul is dying for you to find it. But our lives get so busy. We get so caught up in the doing and the, having to set and meet goals that likely are part of a corporation or a business that we are collecting a paycheck for, but it might not light us up. It's just something we have to do because we have to buy food. We have to pay for our gas. We have to do the things that it requires to sustain the lifestyle we're living. And so we often find ourselves in this world where we're working on other people's priorities and we're not really lit up about it, right? And I was somebody who I did that, and my kids fulfilled me. So I got home at night, and so I never had a hobby. So my kids were like my hobby, I say, but some people have hobbies and they come home at night and they do these things that light them up and that fulfills them, and that's enough. But then there's those of us like me who then that hobby goes away. Like, that's what kids do, right? They grow up. You want them to grow up. And you know, one of the things that made me so proud as a mom is when my kids got jobs and they started to vote and they started to do these adult things that were contributing to society. And I'm like, yay, they're not leeches. You know, they're actually contributing to society. And now they're doing the same for their kids. So it's kind of like, I did my job. What's my new hobby? So you got to seek that out. But there's two parts to this seeking process. So you start with the seeking, right? You start with the discovery. You start with the doing the things that I teach my students to do to open up that connection to that inner voice that has been snubbed out because of our busy life and because of our have-tos and our shoulds. So it's all been snubbed out. And our little fire that maybe once was, maybe we never had that fire, but the fire that once was is like, it might be just smoking, and it might be completely cold, and you know, it's been out for a long time. So what we need to do is do the things to open that connection. And I'm going to give you an exercise actually to do that's going to be really helpful. And it was one of my downloads. So that came from my aha moment. And that's the thing. When you have these aha moments and we have these breakthroughs and then you're open and you get in quiet after them, then these ideas come, these helpful. And what I believe that I'll be sharing today is will really help someone. And maybe that's you. All right. So you seek doing the connection, opening the connection. You seek and you find and you... You know, it's like maybe initially an inkling. It's this feeling. It's this, an interest that like is leading you. And so it's akin to a dog knows there's a food. Have you ever seen those things where you hide food and they're like these snuggle rugs where they're hairy or they're like deep shag carpets? When I got my puppy, my dog trainer showed me these, and you can hide little, nuggets of food in them. And it's a dog training tool. Of course, my dog ate the thing, but not the nuggets inside, but also ate the thing. But it's almost like you can sniff it out. You smell it like a dog smells food, and you're like, and you start to go in that direction. So the seeking is kind of like the earliest nudge, towards that thing that potentially is going to lead you to deep purpose. Then there is the executing on it. There is the taking the intentional action to do whatever it is that brings that purpose into reality, that makes it part of your daily to-dos, that makes it on your list and excites you to get up in the morning. So it's not just the finding, and people find it, but then they fear, because there's a lot of unknowns with finding new purpose and then taking action on that unknown. Because if it's not part of your lived experience, then there's a lot of unknowns, and then there's going to be fear around that, because that's just the way the brain works. It's like, you know, danger. And so you want to stay in your safe place, in your comfort zone. So that's where I see people fail, is that they get the inkling, they seek, they find, or they think they find, which is what you want to do, right? You think you found it. So you got to take action to see if it sticks, right? To see if this is it. And if it's not, that action is going to lead you closer to what that is. It's not like wasted action. It's action that needs to happen. It's action that you're meant to take to go through this discovery process. So the discovery process itself can be several steps before you step fully embrace and step into that purpose. But then there's the executing and the doing of the things that are related to that nudge, the things that the activity that lights you up. To see, is this going to light me up? Is this going to be sustainable? Is it going to be what more can I do with this? And all of this, the ideas, the creativity that is associated with this purpose will come. It just starts to flow. When you're going in the right direction, it flows. It starts to flow. It will be like this huge gush out of the faucet of your purpose. Driven life. That's what it will be like. All right. So that was my download, is, you know, I should explain, because this is what I see. Two parts, the seeking and the executing. And that's one of the reasons why I put planning in my program, the Second Half Spark School, because it is such a key part of the process. We spend most of the time seeking and discovering. And then it's like, okay, time to test the waters, time to test this nudge, this idea, this whatever it is that is lighting you up. Let's put a plan so you can start to spend at least one activity a day feeling this spark, feeling this, you know, excitement. And so the executing and getting and having accountability, you need to have somebody that you say, hey, I think I found it and I'm starting to do it. Because when we don't have accountability, we give up on ourselves too easily, right? Because when things get hard or things get like, I don't know the answer to that. And, you know, again, this is where a coach could come in. And this is why my coach helps me so much. Because when I stutter or I feel like stuck in some way of moving on in whatever it is that I'm doing in my business, which is all based on my purpose. So yeah, my purpose is helping people find purpose. That's crazy. But so I never want him to think I'm giving up. So he is my form of accountability to my purpose. And so just executing on that, having a plan on that. You've heard the saying probably, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So I love that. And planning doesn't have to be an onerous process. And that's why I make it easy, because that's one of the reasons. And I'm going to get to that in my second download. And my second download, and this is where the homework assignment comes in, is this. I want you to have a visual of three circles. There's three key components in finding your purpose and seeking your purpose. And I loved getting this. And it's so funny, because when you have an aha moment, the universe really assists you. Yeah. That's what I like to say. I like to say, thank you, universe. So the universe sent me this download and I was like, oh my gosh, I wrote it down in my notebook. It's like, I need to add it into my program, because I think foundationally it helps. The things behind it are explained, and I do this, but sometimes a visual is so helpful for people to grasp onto, and it simplifies things. It simplifies kind of these three equal pieces that need to be a part of any purpose that sparks you or lights you up. So I'm going to go over those three key components, and I'm going to use myself as an example. So you'll have some like real life examples that you can, use in your homework assignment. All right. So circle number one, and think of these circles as connecting, and then there's that overlap like there's a little piece that overlaps in the middle, because that's going to be something that these three components produce. All right. Okay. So since I don't have a whiteboard, this is an audio, just imagine three circles. Circle number one, skills. Circle number two, lived experiences. Circle number three is interests. Skills, lived experiences, and interests. Those are the three key components. So I'm going to go over each of them and what they actually mean. They're kind of self-explanatory, but there's a little bit more detail around them that I want you to have. So skills, what are you good at? And what do you like to do? So skills, I mean, you could, the skills list can include things you don't like to do, but just like brainstorm a list of skills that you have. And there are things that you probably acquired in jobs. So for me, an example would be project management and the ability to plan. So that is a skill that I have that I developed in my corporate role. And the other thing about skills that I think is important is in this purpose discussion, that the skill circle, that key component can include skills you don't have yet. So for me, a skill would be coaching that I developed. And that's something that I wanted to pursue once I had these three circles. And I was like, well, actually I'll get to the interests, because coaching actually kind of falls into the interest, but it was an interest that led me to a skill. All right. So this, with the skills that you have, aren't the skill bucket is not limited to the skills you have now. It can be the skills that you want to develop that through this exercise you might realize. All right. Lived experiences. And this is where we are so lucky to be in the second half of our life, because we have so many lived experiences to tap into. And this is so, so important, because so many of us think, oh my gosh, if I had a purpose, I would have found it by now. And like I said, I think, you know, my kids were one of my purposes. So I think you have multiple purposes. So I'm specifically talking about later in life purpose. I like to call it later in life purpose. So we need to find that if you are, as I described earlier, feeling like you don't have meaning in your life. And so your lived experience, you need to tap into that. What have I learned over the past, for me, 62 years? Well, when I started this whole process, I was like in my mid-50s. So what have I learned over these 5.5 decades that can be helpful to others? What can I do to serve others? Because part of this human experience is making the world a better place. We come here for a reason, to serve others in some way, because that's where we get our most satisfaction, is when we are impacting other people in a positive way. That makes us feel good. It makes us feel like we're needed. We want to feel needed. And it doesn't have to be like directly helping people like I do as a coach. It can be like working on something, like an example is a computer programmer who works in a solitary manner to develop something, but then once the program's developed, delivers it, and it helps humanity in some way, right? And it doesn't have to be so big that it helps humanity. It could be on a much smaller scale, but you're impacting others in some way. If you weren't here, it would matter to these people, right? To this part of society or whatever is related to your purpose. So what are the lived experiences that you are knowledgeable in? And often we think we have to be an expert in these things. And no, you don't have to be an expert in anything. My lived experience, from my example, was that I struggled to find passion and purpose in my midlife. So how I really ended up feeling like, yes, this is my purpose, is early on, I had a visualization. I went through a visualization exercise with my coach. And I came to myself when I was like, it was a future you exercise. And I came to myself and I was super old and wrinkled and shriveled up, and but healthy and vibrant, if you can imagine, you know, like maybe like a Mother Teresa. But I'm not saying a Mother Teresa, but I'm just like, I had this visual of this old person, but, you know, still healthy and vibrant. And I apologized for not being able to find my purpose sooner in the visualization. And she said, Lori, you weren't meant to find it sooner. because you couldn't help the people you're helping if you hadn't. So think about that. When your inner critic is beating yourself up for, oh my gosh, I should have found this sooner, or why didn't I? I wasted half my life. No, you didn't waste your half your life because you probably didn't have the complete lived experience you needed to execute on that purpose. So stop those, get rid of that block. And yeah, the lived experiences. And I believe that no matter what our lived experiences are, they are our path, that we were meant to walk that path, no matter how painful, maybe it was traumatic in some way, but we were meant to walk it as a gift to use in our future. So think about that. And because there are people who are struggling with what you could help them with. We all are here, unique human beings with unique lived experiences. This is the component, the key component that makes you stand out and be different, because nobody has that lived experience. And nobody has a combination of these three key components. I guarantee it. All right. And can show up and deliver it in the way that you bring it to life. Because it's your personality, your characteristics, your traits, all that's combined with these things, right? So then moving on to interests. And this is the one that I think a lot of people disregard or negate, because, and that's what I did. That's so I can relate to it, because interests can be as simple as I was a people watcher. I loved people. I love people. It's not past tense, but I spent so much time like really being curious about what makes people tick. I used to think I would just like hide that I watched reality TV shows. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to tell anybody that. And then one of my mentors, he made me watch a reality show for a homework assignment to learn how to read people better. And I was like, oh my God, this is my gift. This is my gift. I am interested in people because I want to help them. I want them to see maybe where they could go a different route, or, you know, what they're doing that may be not getting them the results they want. And, you know, it's just learning about people and learning about personality traits and learning about what makes people tick. That was really my hobby. And here I said, oh my God, I've never had a hobby. I'm a loser because I never had a hobby. What goes in that circle is what you are interested in doing in your spare time. What draws you in your spare time that you like to spend time doing? And if you're really like me, like a people watcher, you probably are well suited to be a coach. So just got news for you. So those three things, when you combine them and you create lists of those three things, and they come together in that little, you know, overlapping area, that is where the purposeful action happens. That is where, when you put three things together, then you start to take purposeful, intentional action. That's where the purpose starts to come alive. That's where the ideas start to emanate, start to come to you from the universe. The universe needs direction, and you creating these three lists and identifying key ones that like light you up the most are going to inform you, and it's going to inform the universe. And you will start to get reach outs from people, phone calls that will give you ideas, or it will be like, oh my gosh, that is called law of attraction. Because you're honing in on something, and the universe, and when you hone in and your brain gets tuned in to that frequency, the universe starts to help you. And it's scientifically proven. So it's not just like, you know, hogwash. It's not hogwash. I've seen it work. It happens in my program. So I have successful students who have come in
miserable and leave sparked and excited. So, all right. So the homework assignment is to get a piece of paper, put it landscape mode, horizontal, three columns, left column skills, middle column lived experiences, right column interests, and just brainstorm like, what are these things for you in your life? And then after you do the first pass and just sit quiet, no distractions, sit quiet and do this list. Spend some time on it because it's important. It's your purpose. So spend some time on it. And once you have your first pass at the list, go back and star the things that light you up the most. And they could be the first things you wrote down, because that is very telling. The first things you write down are usually coming from somewhere deeper and not the logic brain. But just look at the list. And when your like heart gets fluttery, or you know, your tummy gets butterflies, when you look at something on the list, star it. And then look at all three together. And then start to think, what could this be? What activity could I do that makes the world the better place using these three things? It's that simple. So that is part of the kind of the seeking, the discovery. And then, like I said, you got to start the action. You got to take one step forward, because it's like this path. It's like the seeking is looking for the path entrance. Like, where's my hike going to start? And then once you realize those three things, and then that's where the execution, you got to like, what's the plan? What's the first step? It doesn't have to be like, okay, what's the outcome going to be? I'm going to have this big thing. We don't have to go there. So that's what stops us in many, many times, is we think we have to have it all solved before we start. No, you don't have to have it all solved. You just have to take the first step. Maybe it's researching something. It's as simple as that, but that's an action. So you're going to start down this hike or up this hike. Might be a mountain a little bit, but it's a fun mountain, right? You're going to build muscles and you start your hike, and there's going to be forks. I've had forks. I started as a Beachbody coach when I was 55. I had a big fork. After 4 years, I decided to do my own thing. And when I started my own thing, it wasn't even my program now. It evolved into my program now. And so that was another fork. And so but I kept going up the hill. I kept going, well, maybe we say down the hill, because that's what one of my students said. She said, she feels like she's going downhill. So maybe it's a downhill hike, because it is fun and it's not, doesn't, yeah, some things are hard because you got to learn new things, learn maybe new skills. Like, I had to take a coaching certification, or I didn't have to, but I wanted to, so that I did that. But it was interesting to me. It was fun to me. Started as an interest, became a skill. And so you must start the hike. And when you get to a fork, go where your heart leads you, not where your mind is telling you to go. That's the key. So it's a series of forks, but it's the journey that begins, and it needs to begin, because if you don't begin the journey, you're going to end up settling, and you're going to end up not being happy, and you're going to end up not doing what you came here to do, because you're denying, if you're not happy, denying what you came here to do. And that is a fact. So I'm just going to put that out there. All right. So to wrap up, I just wanted to say quickly what my aha moment was with my coach, because I think this is important. I think if you have a purpose-driven business, this might help you. And it's interesting to explore this, because I think a lot of people in business make this mistake. And so the mistake, and just let me preface this by saying, I love my business. I love helping people. There's nothing that lights me up more than getting on a coaching call and coaching somebody to a breakthrough. But I don't like the marketing aspect of it. And I didn't really sign up to do marketing, but if I want my business to be successful, I've got to master the marketing, right? And so it's a lot of marketing is about how you position what you have and how you, there's copy, there's like, how do I message it is essentially what that means. So when I started talking about purpose, I help people find purpose. But then I started to veer away from purpose. And I started to talk about some other things in my program. I help people with a lot of things, and a lot of them are P words too. I thought, like, you know, I help people find, I open up to possibility. I help them plan. I help them take the negative to the positive. I mean, oh, there's all these P words, which is kind of funny because I like alliteration, but we do so much. I have them connect with their inner self. I have them find out who they really are, because we've lost sight of that. There's so many things that go into it. So when you put your marketing hat on, you're like, oh, the tendency is to try to explain everything, which ends up diluting kind of the real transformation that you offer. And so I was like, well, not everybody finds purpose. And so I, being a very like honest and ethical person, I was like, well, I can't really promise purpose, because if not everybody gets it, then that's not really being honest. But, and I used to work at AOL as a project manager, and I had marketing people, and my mind did not work like a marketing person. So I have some anti-marketing feelings inside. But anyways, what my aha moment was, and I came back to this because I had had an earlier coaching session with him, and I had somebody who had such a huge breakthrough in the first iteration when it was called something different, but I still had the same lesson that she got this block removed with. I still have that same lesson. And she broke down. She basically had 10 years of her life blocked out. And through this process that she went through, she got rid of this block. She said when she did this exercise, she couldn't even remember this decade of her life, which is crazy, right? So, and when she gave her testimonial, she like really broke down. So, but that, you know, that was all about finding more purpose. And she had such a transformative experience, and maybe the purpose wasn't gained in that moment of that removal of the block, but she was on a path. She started a path of the seeking. She started the path of ideas coming, of releasing blocks. She started that process, and that was priceless to her, right? So anyways, so I moving forward, and I started to veer away from the promise of purpose and started to say, oh, well, I'm going to help you build a plan. So, which I do, but it's really a purpose plan. It's a special kind of plan, and it's not just a plan. And so, you know, of course people think, oh, I could just go and get a new planner, which I did. That's one of the reasons I built my own system, because I have like a stack of planners that I spent over $100 on, and none of them helped me, because some were too arduous and some were too fluffy and some just had stuff I didn't need. And so anyways, so I built my own that's simple and doesn't require a lot of time. But anyways, and then I started talking about, oh yeah, we find out who you really are. But like in marketing, like what does that mean? People like, well, I know who I am. Well, people think they know who they are, but because in personality tests, when you take personality tests, it's who you think you are. It's not necessarily who you really are. So that's why I have partnered with somebody who actually reads people and can tell you who you are. And that's like eye-opening. And every single person in my program right now was mistyping themselves. So that's how important that piece is. So I was just talking about how you need to find your authentic self. You need to find your gifts and all that kind of stuff. So I veered away from what we really do, and that is seek and find that which lights us up inside, puts more meaning in our life, and that is purpose. We want a purposeful life, and that is what it is. So my coach basically made me see the light. He talked some sense into me, and I was like, I just need to fully embrace this. I need to fully speak to it. And then I started thinking about like my Beachbody business. And I think, you know, if I'm going to use an exercise program to replace the finding purpose program, when you have an exercise to do, and as a Beachbody coach, we would have these new releases of exercise programs. And then invite people to a challenge group where we'd all do the same program together. And so I would have a group come in, and then some would have amazing transformations and some wouldn't. So this is the aha, right? I can't find purpose for people. I can't do the exercise for people. And I knew this in my beach body world. Still, I didn't like it though, because I want everybody to have results. But you got to do the work. You got to show up. You got to go through some shit, right? Things don't come easy. Things you want, you have to work for. When you take a class, like when you went to school, you had to study. You had to take tests or you wouldn't graduate. And so people want the easy button. And I think what my program is easy because it's guide step by step by step. How I did it, my process, which took me 8 years before I got the inkling and started taking action and executing. But it kept leading me. And I kept taking the forks that my heart was leading me to and through. So I want to shortcut that because we don't have time. We have time to diddle around. And we want high quality time. That's the other thing. We spend so much time in low quality activity. Don't you want high quality activity where you feel like you're making a difference? So when people don't do the work, I can't guarantee the transformation. It won't happen. And so this aha moment was, I am not fully stepping into my purpose and speaking it from the mountaintops because people are not doing the work. And the ones that do, oh my God, it's amazing. So why am I not focusing on those people? The stars that show up committed, do all of the execution. And of course, they get the transformation. So no more not speaking what my real purpose is, and that's helping people find purpose and shying away from it. Because by not speaking it, I am leaving behind the people who really want that. The people who don't want a plan. They just want purpose. So why am I talking about a plan? That is such a little part of what I do. And so that was my aha moment. That led to my downloads that actually gave me a reason to show up here and share an exercise that will help you get one step closer to finding your later in life purpose, to finding a new purpose that will light you up. So I hope this has helped. I enjoyed sharing that. So I hope you enjoyed receiving it. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.